rain or snow is expected, you might say that the weather is, you know, it's not going to continue this way.
The weather's changing?
Sure. Do you ever use anything like breaking, gathering, turning, or threatening?
That's threatening rain.
All right. And those white things up in the sky are called?
Clouds.
All right. No, I think that's it. Let me just, there might be a couple of things that I missed. Oh, did I ask you what you call the edible tops of, I did ask you that, didn't I?
Turnip green?
Yeah, I asked you that today. Well, that's just fine. Lucy, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
I'm glad to be able to help you.
Now, tell me something. Tell me about, you didn't tell me you were the editor of the paper.
That's the editor of the school paper this past year.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was a photographer for 2 years.
Yes.
And this last year, I was co-editor.
Mm-hmm. What kind of stories did you have? Any interesting? Tom, did anything? Tell me some interesting things that happened in your last year in school.
Interesting things. I was all the time fussing with the people in the office, the secretary in the office. The politics over at that school is something, you know. And the secretary in the office had a daughter. And the daughter was head cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, this year they voted for cheerleaders by secret ballot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was president of the student council.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they made me in charge of counting the ballots.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody, you know, all the students and all that, they thought for sure that this lady, the secretary, was going to take all the ballots and take them home and mark them for her daughter, so she'd be sure to get back in.
Yeah.
So they had a big to-do over that, and so finally it ended up that the principal put me in charge of counting the ballots and all the class presidents and the vice presidents to assist in counting them. And it ended up that this girl pulled out before the results were made known, but she lost.
Mm-hmm.
And of course it was thought that she pulled out to save embarrassment of people find out that she lost the thing, but that's just the way things work over there. It's just politics.
Well, how did she? Did her mother make her cheerleader, or who made her?
Well, it was all the time before they'd gotten in there, and they had cheerleader tryouts before the student body,
mm-hmm.
and they vote by clapping, you know, and determined by the amount of applause. Well, that's very easy to figure it however you want to,
right.
You know.
Sure.
So, the secretary herself never did it, but her biggest buddies that were the teachers were always the ones to judge the applause.
Oh, I see.
So that's how they got
really
started.
That really makes a difference.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny. I think it's kind of embarrassing for the girl.
Mm-hmm. A lot of her close friends were in on the deal too, so her group was all a part of it, so it didn't bother her too much. But this time, all of her group got in but her.
How many kids are in your graduating class?
About 100.
And how many of